It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
You are listening to the Coaching Ignited Show, where we bring you stories and insights from coaches, fitness professionals, and industry experts to help you expand your business and reach your goals. If you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. My name is Alex Povey. You can subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite apps, including Spotify and iTunes. The Coaching Ignited movement is on a mission to help coaches and personal trainers increase their sales and reach their full potential. If you wanted to find out more, please head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted to connect with us on social media, all the details can be found in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Coaching Ignited podcast. It's great to have you back with us. On today's episode, we've got Jack Cardy, and Jack is the founder of JC Personal Training. It's a group of 7 personal trainers working in 3 separate locations in Norfolk. And Jack has got an awesome standard when it comes to personal training and service delivery. And we really get into the nitty-gritty of hiring people, finding the right personal trainers, and what he really looks for, his philosophy when it comes to finding the right people. And Jack also owns a social media agency too. So we dive into some social media topics. We've got a shared liking for Gary Vee. If you like him too, then we talk about him in this episode. And he knows a thing or two when it comes to social. So we talk about some topics on how to really get the most out of social media, some tactics to generate leads and sell your services. So it's a really good episode. And then we dive into his future plans with JC Personal Training and how he's integrating it into the education system and how he's going to grow it over the next couple of years. So it's a really good episode. As always, would love to get your feedback. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'll see you on the other side. How are you doing, my man? Nice to have you here, Jack.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on, mate. Much appreciated. Good to be here.
Awesome. So let's start by going back to where it all began for you, because I know we're going to get into some stuff about your current companies and how that's all going and all the cool plans that you've got going into 2019. But in terms of fitness and training, where did it all start for you?
Oh, God. So 2013, I launched Jack Cardy Personal Training by myself. Literally straight after my quals had finished. And it got really heavy quite quickly. So I was taking between 40 and 50 sessions a week locally. And I was like, oh God, this is pretty mad. So I thought we're doing something right. So we can teach others how to join the industry and how to be successful as a personal trainer. So we launched the management side of the company in 2016. With 4 trainers, including myself, and kind of took them through the journey, and then it kind of went from there, really. So it's been an interesting journey for sure.
So what do you know, when you first started out, you said you were just racking up numbers in terms of clients really quickly. Why do you think that was? Why do you think you were so successful when a lot of people struggle when they first start out?
Yeah, they do. I think locally, social media was huge for us. So we really got busy on all platforms, which not a lot of companies, whether it's in this industry or not, were doing locally for sure. And the other thing is, like, we were really good to people, like treated people well, and I like to think done it in the right way, you know. Didn't push for clients, but kind of our reputation grew quite quickly. And mine as a personal trainer. So in terms of taking the local space, we done that really quite quickly in the first year.
You mentioned social media there. I know you're a big fan of Gary Vee, and you've got your own company as well, because we spoke about this. But what do you think you were doing differently on social, maybe than other people, that was getting you those results and getting you that traction, you think?
frequency of posting, for sure. We were posting, and we still post today, 2 to 3 feed posts on all platforms, which I know our man Gary V doesn't say is enough. So we're always looking to
like,
grow that.
There's like 80 posts a day, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's madness, absolute madness. Yeah.
But obviously, he's got a team, he's got an army of people producing content for him, but still, and he thinks he's not putting out enough. None. At 80 pieces a day. So you're going back to your post and you're doing like 3 pieces?
Yeah, yeah, we try and do 3 pieces most days, yeah. It's a long way to go. But like you say, he has got an army of people, and there is 2 of us, our end, working the content side. But yeah, no, social media is huge for us. And that is, and I think in this industry, it's certainly the biggest marketing tool you can use. And if you don't do ads and stuff, which you obviously should, but it's free of charge. So any personal trainers who aren't on social media are just not going to build their business significantly and successfully, for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's getting a lot harder though, with
saturated,
the organic stuff. Yeah, you really need to pay to play now to really get your return out of it, really. I mean, you can organically post and pick up. I do it. But yeah, I've got to churn out a lot of volume, and it's got to be very good quality to get any leads off the back of it. So I'm guessing you're doing a lot of paid stuff as well, not just organic.
Yeah, we have separate Facebook ad budgets each month, which we normally use and go beyond, because it is so important. You know, it's still mega cheap, so we definitely take advantage of it, but not nowhere near enough as we should. So 2019 is going to be a big year for growth on Facebook ads, that's for sure.
Let's dive into the social media a little bit more, because you've got Hot Mug Media.
Yeah, a company me and my co-founder launched 3 months ago, Hot Mug Media, basically digital marketing services. And we really hit that space hard locally again, like used our reputation with our companies that we already had and launched a platform for the local town that we live in, which has about 15,000 capacity. So like community groups and stuff like that. We run a lot of content for free for local businesses. We grew a heavy local following. And for a company that's been alive for 3 or 4 months, it's been amazing. But that kind of opens your eyes into this industry as well. And the amount you need to grow and the amount, I mean, no other company does. No company does enough, you know, as you well know.
Yeah, definitely. So like on that, the reason why I asked you is because you could probably give people a few tips when it comes to social, because you can't just get away with posting anything. You've got to have some kind of strategy in place to captivate the audience. Maybe you've got to be a little bit polarizing. Maybe it's got to be value driven. What are some of the like strategies that you would suggest, maybe to your team, because you've got a team of personal trainers. You've got 7 now, right? Is there 7 of you in total?
Seven.
So you must give them advice on what to post and how to build their profiles. Like, what advice would you give them, or would you give the audience?
Yeah, we do. We hold ad campaign kind of one-to-ones and stuff with those guys. But in terms of value I could give the audience is, don't sell on feed. Too many personal trainers and too many people in this industry sell on feed. So what I mean by that is putting up deals and things like that into your Instagram feed. We try and do that as less as possible, and we do all of our selling on story, and we do all of our branding on feed. So that's certainly something that I've learned in the last 3 or 4 months, and we've implemented into our business. And don't be too picky about what you put up online. We it's nice variation to have, because we have so many trainers putting up really great content, so we can almost pick and choose from those guys. We repost a lot, but we have content mornings every month as well, to try and build certainly our video content that we can put up. So we try and educate the audience as much as possible. We try and give away free video workouts as much as possible, basically just giving away as much value to the audience as we can, and that without selling too much. Alex, and that brings us business and brings our trainers business.
The point you made there about not selling on the feed, that's an interesting one, because you'll see a lot of personal trainers banging out offers all day long on their feed. Yeah. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't necessarily get any results, right? So why have you chose to do stories versus on the feed? How's that strategy come about?
With stories, you can obviously bespoke it quite easily. But feed stuff, I mean, if we've got lately we've had like a gift voucher offer for Christmas and stuff, and we'll put something like that on the feed and then we'll just work around it on the story. So not like drilling it into people and going on about it all the time. So I'll repost on our story on Instagram about that offer once every 3 or 4 days. And that's enough for people to see it. And not only that, people just roll through stories these days, like Facebook but Instagram mainly. People do more story looking through than feeds a lot of the time. So we see that so many hundreds and hundreds into thousands of people see our story, which potentially is more than our feed anyway. So it's not ramming it down. It's not ramming it down people's throats, but the people that want to see it and want to see your story click on your story, don't they? So we find it's a lot softer in terms of selling, and then we can really go hard on the branding side of things with the feed.
That's interesting. And I think another little thing that people don't realize is the more you post stories, the more you move up the priority in terms of your appearance.
Yeah.
And the more people that click on it, the more the closer it gets to the top of people's story feeds as well. So if you're banging out stories all day with content, it just gets better and better for you. And like you said, like not a lot of people view the feeds or get to see the feeds because it's so saturated and there's just so much churn of content on a minute by minute basis.
Yeah, people follow so many people now. I just think, and certainly hearing the guys in the industry, a lot of selling is to be done on story, and that seems to be the most successful way of doing it. And we've certainly found that as well. I mean, a lot of when we have offers and things, we might put an ad up, but even all of our Facebook ads, we do a lot of our Facebook ads on all the free videos we give away and stuff like that. So we give an awful lot of value away to the audience without necessarily asking for anything back. But we do get the business on the back end anyway. So it seems to be a successful model for us at the moment. And it's certainly the way we'll go forward in the next few years.
So how would you describe the culture in your personal training company? Because it looks like a really nice, clean, slick operation. I know we spoke about your plans and how you want to grow it in the next year, but how would you kind of describe what you do in your culture, your guys, the way you go and do business and go about things? What's your thoughts on that?
We treat clients as family, and that's the biggest thing. We go above and beyond for our clients, which is... I mean, we just had a Christmas client party, and we have big budget for that, and we look after everyone, and it's so important, so important. And again, personal trainers don't often see the value in something like that, but long term, that stuff is absolute gold. And in terms of us looking after our trainers, we give a lot of, when I explain what we do for our trainers, a lot of guys go, "Oh, you give too much away," like, you know. But I love the way we do things. We look after our guys. We give them everything they need to be able to be successful in this industry. Because a lot of trainers, they go in, they'll pass their qualifications. They'll go into a big commercial gym, and they're said, you know, it's £500 a month, £600 a month, obviously depending on the location. Given a bit of marketing space on the wall and say good luck, you know, and. So a seriously high percentage go on to fail and go and do something else. So we really pride ourselves on guiding our trainers through that journey and making it really personable. Certainly been a success for us over the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love what you're doing, because obviously with our work, we come into contact with those type of trainers that you mentioned, the ones that find themselves in those gyms. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get the clients, and no one's really supporting them in that process. And when you're new to it and you don't know what to do,
you can quite easily drown in that environment. Particularly with all the competition now in the market.
It's so saturated, as you know. You know, a lot of gyms have 10, 11, 12 plus clients in them. And for a new trainer going into that environment, it's so, so difficult. But we do things differently as well. We have, like I say, said earlier in the podcast, we have content mornings where all of our trainers will join us to film videos and podcasts and kind of do whatever they like. And they're given complete freedom in that. And that's all involved in the cost they pay us. So it's just different things like that that give it a nice touch and shows how we're going to move forward in the next few years of our guys.
So how does your academy work? Notice you've got an academy. How do you structure that and how does it all work?
We launched JC Academy September 2017. And my plan is still my plan to go really heavy on the education side. So we had good links with schools in the area. And we basically form that into the curriculum of what they do with their students, with their sixth form students. So when they finish school, they're completely fully initially qualified, ready to go and ready to get a job, whether that be in uni or straight out of school into a self-employed personal training job. We offer qualifications in the industry. We launched a subdivision, like I say, last year, and that's gone really well. We had a couple of full courses last year, and we're looking to progress on that next year. But like I said to you on the phone when we spoke, it's a really nice feed. So we had two guys that done the academy course in the summer who now work with JC Personal Training as part of the team. So we send out a letter and say, we hope you enjoyed the course. Congratulations on getting your level 3. We also do this, and we'd love to discuss you being a member of our team. And they see the ethos in the academy. You know, they see what it's all about and how we treat them, and it's a no brainer a lot of the time. So it's great. It's a really nice feed.
Yeah, that sounds like a really, really nice setup. And then what's the future plans for this? So going into 2019. I can imagine you've got some big goals and big plans for that side of the business as well.
Yeah, we have. We want to really develop the CPD side of things. We're going to take a look into behavioural change, mental health next year, which is obviously so prevalent now. We're going to do a lot of work with the local community and the local, Suffolk Sport, who run all the kind of community stuff in Suffolk. We've got a lot of plans for it. We want to hold more courses, and it's still so young. You know, we offer a full-time course at the moment, so it's fairly limited, especially for the guys that are in full-time work, and we understand that. So we want to bring in the part-time side of things with the goal of developing an online platform in the next few years. So as you know, with any business that's starting up, it's baby steps, but it's all going in the right direction. That's for sure.
Yeah. What drives you, Jack? What drives you to do all these things? What's the main thing that really just drives you?
Mate, I love it. Absolutely love it. I think with any business, no matter what industry you're in, you've got to wake up looking forward to the day. Every day presents a new challenge. Every day. And that's what drives me, mate. That is what drives me. I've got a young family. My daughter's just 8 months. So it's that side of things obviously comes into play as well. But it's just when you love something, it becomes a lot easier to do, you know. So when I work, I started at 6:30 this morning. It's obviously getting into the evening now, and I've got clients after this till 9 p.m. And I'll stay at the same energy level that I was at 6:30 this morning, you know. So it's just I love the process of it. I love growing something. I love being able to give it my all, mate, to be honest, and supporting these guys. Just to give you an example, one of our young trainers, he come to us a couple of years ago. He had just passed his level 3, and we gave him the opportunity. He'd done so well, he's now taking between 35 and 40 sessions a week. We gave him his opportunity. He had his own car, his own house, you know. It's amazing, and that's what drives me.
guys, you need to go and work with Jack. Sounds like a sweet gig with you.
Calm down, everyone. It's cool.
Are you hiring guys now? How do you find these guys? Where do they come from? What do you look for? What's the criteria? How do people get into your team, into your squad?
I look for attitude. I don't really, a lot of companies do this interview and point system for interview and all this stuff, but I look for attitude massively. How hard are you prepared to work? Because in this industry, you don't get anywhere if you don't work your ass off. So I definitely look for attitude. That's the main thing I look for. What kind of guy are you? What kind of girl, obviously guy or girl, I mean. And it's one of those things where if I kind of can trust you speaking to you, I mean, I trust everyone until they take it away, you know? So it's one of those things. I mean, really attitude, Alex. So I can't really go any further than that.
Why is it the attitude that's important to you? What do you think about attitude that makes a successful personal trainer?
Building rapport with clients is massive. You know, clients have got to be able to look forward to seeing you. Clients have got to be able to trust your advice and your actions. And I think if someone is has got a great attitude and a nice person and behaves well, but obviously has the knowledge and advice to back it up, you're winning. I always think knowledge can be taught and that can grow. But if you're just not a very approachable fitness professional, you'll struggle in this industry massively. Because you know we've had them, and I've been associated with them. So and then they're not here anymore. So it just goes to show what can be successful and what can't.
Mm. I see a lot of trainers that are really, really well educated, got so many qualifications. And you'd think, wow, these guys must be busy, but they've got no clients because of the things that you're talking about.
It's astounding. It's astounding when you go to the gyms and you see these trainers and the list of qualifications and stuff as long as your arm. And you see them training a client in the gym and they're on their phone for the whole session. Mm. You know, and that just, you know, unfortunately you see it far too much in this industry. So yeah, that's why I hire on attitude, you know, and someone, we never call it an interview. I always call it an informal chat. I'd like to sit down with you. I'd like to get to know you on a couple of occasions, you know, get to know if you're going to be a good fit in this company. And then we can go from there.
So what are your thoughts on the industry going into 2019? Are you seeing some big changes? Are you seeing some shifts? What do you see next year happening?
I think more and more will go online massively. So if you've got your own personal training company, you need to figure out ways in which you can shift things a little. And I think offering one service is going to be very difficult going forward. You need to be able to move along and see how you can shift things and vary up what you do. You know, unless you're very niche and you fit in your area, you certainly got to think about how you can do things differently. We're going to do more and more online in the next few years, filming content and building online platforms. And this industry is saturated now, and it's going to get busier. So do something to stand yourself out and to stand out. Sorry, and that could be anything as just being really good to people, like and providing value for free to bring clients on. I always say to my guys as soon we do a business day and a social media day at the academy. Normally on the last day of their qualification. And the one bit of advice I give everyone is to give as much away for free in the first few months of PTing. Like give sessions away for free until you're sick of it, you know? And that's what you need to do if you're joining the industry straight away, for sure.
Yeah, that's good advice. I think a lot of people are scared to give things away for free.
Yeah, they are. You know, they are. You know,
I feel like the mindset is, well, I'm devaluing my service, or
I'm worth more than
free. It all mean I'm too cheap.
Mm.
I hear that a lot. I've even heard gym managers saying it to the PTs. We don't do free sessions here. That's what other gyms do. But how can anyone be expected to buy into a service without being able to see the value in it first? You've got to give someone an opportunity, right? And you can only do that by giving stuff away for free and doing some free sessions.
That's why we give away free tasters. To every single new member that joins one of the gyms we have PTs at, we give away free tasters so they can give our PT a ring and they can have a session with them. It just makes sense. Why wouldn't you? One girl I had at the academy in the summer took classes which are relatively full, and I said to her, just go into the classes, give your card away and give a free session to every single person that's in the class. She looked at me like I was mad. But it's just good business.
Yeah,
you know, if you can convert three or four of those people, you give great service to those three or four over a few months, they'll tell three or four of their friends, and it builds that way.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's a great way to build a business on value. And it will come back to you as well, because it's kind of like karma. You give and you receive. And it comes down to being a good person as well. Good people.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got good qualities, you're giving and you're caring, which you actually should be if you're in this industry of coaching people on health and fitness, kind of need to be a giver, not just a taker, then it will come back to you anyway. And people will see you and they'll see the value and they'll want to come and train with you because you over-deliver on the service, right?
Yeah. Always go the extra mile, always.
What are some of the big challenges you face setting up your business? Or was it all smooth sailing for you?
The biggest challenge?
Yeah.
Biggest challenge. I tell you what, the biggest challenge I've got as a management provider is sourcing locations. That's a huge challenge. I mean, we're very lucky to work with Abbeycroft Leisure at the moment, who are a trust in Suffolk, who have multiple sites, and we do a good job for them. But it's then trying to expand the management side of things. You know, we've built a really good platform for the management side, and it's trying to deliver that and take that to other gyms. That's the biggest challenge, but one that we're looking to bust through in 2019. That's for sure.
So what type of gym do you look for? Have you got like a set criteria that you're looking for when it comes to sourcing a new location?
Not necessarily. We'll look at the ethos of the gym, and we'll look at member retentions and stuff like that, and how many trainers we'll be able to provide that gym with. But we basically look, is it a suitable premises? Is it will it be good for our PT? Will we be able to market effectively? That's the big thing. Exclusivity of marketing is huge. Can we provide our own templates? Can we have the relevant space to be able to market a PT appropriately? And then we'll decide on that. So it's not really something that we have criteria for, but we'll always look to make sure it's suitable to start with.
Mm. What would you say has been some of the biggest or most memorable points then, setting up this business and all these other little things that you've got going on, all these projects with the agency? What's been like some of the big things for you, the big highlights?
Gaining accreditation with the academy was huge for us. It's something that I worked for 8 or 9 months to do, a lot of work. And having that initial team photo with the management side was fantastic. Brings back good memories, you know, of what we do. But all the events we seem to hold and we seem to market always absolutely fully stocked. So having that and seeing everyone come to our events and come to our training and see the value in it gives me massive pride as well. It shows that we're doing something right and we're treating people right. But going forward, I just can't wait, mate. Every morning wake up and think of something that we can implement and work from there. But as you know, of a growing business, patience is massive.
Yeah, huge.
Trying not to do it all at once and kind of become a bit confused about where we want to go, you know. So I've got 2019 goals, and I'll work every day to make sure they're implemented properly.
Yeah, I really relate to what you say about the patience thing, because it's tough. Sometimes you get sucked into that instant gratification cycle, because everything around us is designed to give us that instant gratification, and there's shiny objects everywhere. And I can imagine where you are right now, there's a lot more shiny objects because doors open, opportunities present themselves, and you can go for any one of them, right? How do you pull yourself back in and go, hold on a minute, I'm not going to go for that just yet? Or how do you prioritize things?
I look at what would be a good fit for us. In terms of the business, look what would be a good fit for us, and whether that will actually improve us and grow us going forward. I always think, if you can't necessarily monetize an idea, is it going to really, really be advantageous in terms of branding? And if it's not, it's not an idea going forward. But if it is a great opportunity for branding, will it monetize in the next few years down the line? And that's when I think you need to be really picky about what you go and what opportunities you take going forward. So it's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting to come on your show again in a year's time and say where we are, because in the next few months there's going to be a few interesting meetings, you know.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for you, mate. I think
you
have a fantastic year by the sounds of it. You've got loads of stuff going on.
Yeah, we work hard every day to try and make us better. So in terms of shiny objects, as the company, it's just prioritizing things and making sure that you think about the decisions you make and think about the emails you send. Like, it might sound great. It might look like a great opportunity, but you need to make sure that your response to it is accordingly with how the company and how the company culture sets up. So we really make sure we think about the decisions going forward and actually think, is it going to grow us effectively and not tarnish our brand in the long term.
So you mentioned you got a business partner, is that right?
I have a business partner with the Hot Mug Media stuff.
Got you.
No, it's just me that runs the company, JT Personal Training.
Do you find that it can be a bit lonely running the company on your own, or do you have people that you turn to?
I'm very fortunate because we do have a team around us, and the trainers and stuff I see on the daily. So feeling lonely and stuff isn't really. Sometimes I actually look for more time that I can spend by myself to figure things out.
Okay, that's good.
We've contemplated getting an office, which we don't really need, but it would be nice to have that that individual space where you can go and actually implement ideas effectively. But it's definitely not. This doesn't have to be a lonely industry as well. For any PT that's out there who's just gone into the industry or is in the industry now, thinking, "God, I'm lonely here." Like, seek advice from your fellow pros. Like, there are guys out there who know. Look, actually, it's great to help other PTs, and it's not going to take your business. It's not going to be disvalue of you or your business. So take their advice and learn from them. That's a big piece of advice that I'd give any new PT or PT in the game right now who feels lonely or that they're on their own.
Because it can be a lonely space for a lot of guys, because you are effectively on your own if you're self-employed in this industry. You've got other PTs that you can bounce off in the gym, but when it comes to business, it's you and you only, right? And everyone is effectively competing. There will be guys out there that will help you, others will just not at all.
But you just try their absolute best to trample on you.
Yeah, and just cut each other down. I've seen it.
They're the ones that are not going to win in this industry. Like, they don't win. No, it will shine through to the consumer, what their true attitude is and their personality, what they're like. But you're right, you are competing. You go to a big chain gym, you are competing against 8-9 other PTs. So it's separating yourself from those, but never taking other people's clients. But it's creating value in that the consumer and the client sees that you're more valuable than the others, and they'll come with you. You know, if your service is good enough, you'll be successful in this industry. Mark my words.
So is there any tools or like books or resources that you've used along the way, or anything that you still turn to or like to read that really helped you?
A book I've actually listened to recently, I do all my books on audio, is Daniel Priestley, Oversubscribed. I don't know if you've read that.
I've heard him on Remote Revolutions podcast, and another friend of mine has just had him on her show. Yeah. He's a very cool guy.
An amazing.
Is it? Yeah. Is it Dent?
Sorry.
Is his brand Dent?
I think it might be.
Yeah. The Dent Method.
It's an amazing book.
Yeah.
Amazing book. And he alludes quite a lot on this industry as well in the book. I think he does a whole chapter on the industry. So definitely I'd download that's for sure. Another book like Flip It, another book, I can't remember who it's by, but turning negatives into positives and how to look at things in a positive manner, that can relate to this industry, that's for sure. So yeah, there's loads out there, loads of resources that you can use, but just learning from people, learning from other industry professionals, guys that have been in the industry for years and years, I turn to, listen to, read, and just try and educate myself every day, basically.
Have you heard the David Goggins podcast on Joe Rogan?
I haven't heard it. No, not yet. I do listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, though.
Check it out, mate. He's done two of them. Anyone listening as well, if you want to, it's not even just motivating. It just makes you feel like you're not doing enough compared to what he does. Insanely motivated guy, but he's motivated by not being average. And he just does the most insane challenges and runs like 200 miles in 36 hours with injuries and all kinds of crazy stuff, and chooses like the hardest jobs on the planet to do just to put himself through pain. It's just unbelievable. But when you listen to that, you're like, wow, I need to step up a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it lately, but Gary Vee's just done the 7-hour, The Life of the CEO. Have you seen that?
What? What? So a full
like
recording,
a seven-hour video, which is downloaded to YouTube. Like, really? That's mental.
So it's a whole 7 hours of Gary Vee.
Yeah, just a camera following him around.
You get like, to see every single bit. So that's like a whole day, or is it?
Yeah, I think he films like a whole day of just him going around, like meeting to meeting, phone call to phone call.
Mad.
And again, it feels like you're not doing enough.
Yeah, I know.
And stuff like
that. We were saying this before, just watching Gary V's Daily V, where you literally just see D-Rock. I think it's still D-Rock. Or he's got one of the other guys filming him. But the guy is like in and out of meetings like every half an hour for like 16 hours a day, traveling everywhere. And it's like, how have you got that many brain points in order to handle it? How can you think that long without just being completely wiped out? Because like, even like a day of coaching, it can wipe you out, can't it? If you're like on your game, communicating back and forth to clients, that's tiring. He's operating at such a high level. He must be taking something.
Oh, I know. Everyone says that to him, don't they? Everyone says
on
that
it. To him. He's just so like lively, but I think that is true passion.
Yeah, but it's like us, you know, high energy levels. Like from my first client at 6:30, my energy's got to remain the same, otherwise my service isn't as good. So it's trying to keep you really high energy level. And that, so Gary Vee links a lot to us in this industry about how you've got to be and how you can be successful. Really, years ago, I don't know if you've read this one as well, Alex, Elon Musk, his book.
I've not read it. But I really respect what he's doing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the guy does his meetings in 5 minutes, 5 minute meetings, in and out, in and out. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the most healthy lifestyle, but he is consistently 20 days. You know, he's built Tesla and SpaceX, and it's been really successful. So it's reading, like, especially early on in my career, like, listening to these books and stuff, it definitely motivates you 100%.
Yeah, 100%. But I would say one thing, because I went through probably 10 years of reading, reading, all these books, great books from everything you can imagine, Think and Grow Rich, Win Friends and Influence People, like all the classics, like great books. Mm. I learned a lot of stuff, but I applied hardly fuck all of it. And this is what a lot of people do, because, and I was trapped by it. You sometimes think just by reading a book, you've accomplished something, because it's easy to do. Anyone can read a book. Like, you can read a book in a week and people think it's an accomplishment. And maybe it is to some people, but it doesn't change anything in your life by reading a book. You've actually got to take that book, take something from it, maybe one nugget, and actually apply it. That is where the true growth comes and the true achievement. And what you're doing is building a business, right? That's a very difficult thing to achieve. It's not like reading a book. Mm. And I think that's where a lot of people get trapped, because I got trapped. I read and read and read. And if I'd have just not read anything and just taken action on a couple of things that I heard, I'd be in a completely different place. But there's so much to consume.
Yeah.
Everyone's just consuming and consuming and consuming, but taking no action and thinking that the consumption is the action, but it's not. It's just the consumption.
Yeah, but you're self enough to realize that. So it's interesting, because where was I going to go with this? I now listen to a lot of podcasts and kind of read a lot of books and stuff. And you do take a bit of time away from it to think, actually, how does that relate to my business, and how could I formulate that into my business? Mm. And that's so key. So key. So the latest book, The Oversubscribed, I've just listened to by Daniel Priestley, I've kind of thought on areas that how can that relate to me? How can I make that idea successful within what we do? And then you try it, you go hard at it, and if it doesn't work, you move on. You don't dwell on things, you know? So we've tried so many things which just haven't worked, and we've just moved on to the next idea and worked hard to implement that. I mean, with Hot Mug Media, my co-founder, he's way more creative than I am. So he works all the creative side. And then if we need an idea implementing or a customer has spoken to, I'll go to the ends of the earth to make sure that's done and done successfully. So everyone has their different roles in a business, and it's important knowing yours and what you're good at.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important what you said about how you consume now, because it goes back to that action thing. I think it's easier when you have your own business. When you're working for someone else, it's hard to have the mindset to consume and apply. But when you're trying to build something, you're constantly looking for that new idea, that new strategy, or something that's just going to move the needle in your business. So I think your perspective and the way you consume things changes over time, because I can relate to that, because I listen to podcasts to try and find that information that I'm looking for, or a new idea that I can then go and apply. And that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes you want to consume more.
If you can understand the way others consume things, you can build a business in line with that. And you can bring your ideas to the table in line with that as well. So I know, obviously, people are starting to consume things via audio and online stuff. So we're figuring ways that we can really build that side of things. Massive kudos to you, because you built a great podcast here, and I've listened to a lot of your stuff already. So well done on that. But it's just noticing ways in which trends are and ways you can take things forward.
Yeah, I think, thank you for that, by the way. I think voice is going to be huge. And it's funny, because one of my mates in London, Sean Anderson from Hoxo Media, has got an employee, Hisham Azouz, and he came from the recruitment industry. And he came into his company and he said, I want to set up a podcast. And they set up this podcast for the recruitment industry. It's called The Recruitment Roller Coaster. And we were actually down at the Gary Vee event about 2 months ago. And I was sat with these two guys and Hisham was like asking me about my business. And he was like, you should set up a podcast for these personal trainers. It'll be really valuable.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think anything of it. And he was like, no, do it. And I left the event after hearing Gary Vee, super pumped, as you can imagine. Him screaming at me to run Facebook ads, otherwise my life would be over. Pretty much that's his pitch right now, isn't it? Went home and set the podcast. But it was because I realized what they were doing and how much benefit it was having on their business by just pumping out value. And now they're getting like 3,000 unique downloads a month all over the world. And people in the recruitment industry are now asking to be on the podcast. And I was like, wow, that is fucking powerful. These guys have just started a podcast with nothing more than a microphone and a laptop. And now all these people are listening to it. And I was like, I can do that. Let's give it a go.
There can't be a lot in that space as well. You know, they've found that they can be king of the hill in that industry, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean,
that's brilliant. They've not that space, this thing.
Yeah, so that was just super interesting to me. And I see the voice just getting bigger. As like you mentioned it, you listen to voice, right? You listen to Audible. And I listen to podcasts and a lot of people consume voice because it's convenient. And that's all anything ever is, because we're exchanging time all the time. We're either trying to gain time or buy time, and it's convenience. And an audio is more convenient than reading, and it's more convenient than video, because you can listen to it whilst you clean your teeth, whilst you walk somewhere, whilst you drive your car. So I think audio is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And all these tools that are coming out, Alexa, Google Play, if you can dominate on a voice app, wow, your business will do well.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I'd lost you then. Still there?
Yeah. I lost you for a minute. I got you. Okay. I got you back.
You're just enjoying that point, hopefully, about voice.
Yeah, I know. Alexa and Google Play. Yeah, you're really hitting it hard as well.
So we probably need to like start wrapping up because you've got stuff to do, I know, and I've got a call to jump on at 5. And I just want to ask you what excites you most about the future.
Growth. The way we're going to take things, the potential opportunities, which I don't even know about, which are going to occur themselves in the next 6 months. That's what excites me.
Awesome. And I think you'll get presented with things that you just didn't think were going to come because you got to such a level and just doors will start to open. You'll be like, holy shit.
Wow. And I love that. Yeah. I love driving to work knowing who's going to email me today, who's going to phone me today, you know? Ooh. And that's exciting.
Yeah,
that's
exciting. I love that. So any final words, because you've been in this industry for a while, you know what you're doing. You've got a great team of trainers. I would like you to give some words to maybe new guys coming into the industry, or people that have been in the industry for a while, and just give them some advice on what you think every trainer should be doing or thinking about or making sure they're doing going into 2019.
I think educate yourself, work as hard as you can. Don't be entitled and treat everyone with the utmost respect and be as good as you can to everyone, including those who aren't your clients. Biggest bit of advice I've got.
Amazing. Love that. I'm going to put some links over to your platforms, to anything you want to include. And if anyone wanted to reach out to you and hit you up and your company, maybe there's some people out there that might want to work for you. I want to know about the academy and all that stuff you do with the schools and the colleges. How can they get hold of you?
Email is the best way. Jack@jcpersonaltraininguk.com.
Awesome. And then yes, social media, what's your Instagram?
At JC Personal Training is our Instagram. And that's obviously you can hit us up with DM and stuff. And we'll get back to you ASAP for sure.
Awesome. Great stuff, man. This has been great jamming with you. Got a lot of respect for what you're doing. I love your work ethic. And I love that you're a fellow Gary Vee fan. So thank you so much.
Yeah, mate.
Super grateful.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it. And keep doing your thing, mate. It's brilliant.
All right. Cheers, dude. Take care.
Thanks. Thanks, mate. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. If you did, head over to your favorite app and leave us a short review. I'd really appreciate that. And if you wanted to learn more about our products and services, head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted an awesome website built for your coaching business, head over to our partner company, savectormedia.com. That's all from me. See you soon.